All systems are operational.
Where Were You is brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine for traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Gotta get back in time.
Where Were You?
January 29th, 1983. In the news, General Motors has announced that it will call more than 21,000 auto workers back to work in the next 3 months because of improved U.S. car sales. Showbiz news. At the 40th Golden Globes, the winners are Gandhi, E.T., and Tootsie.
For I am not Emily Kimberly, the daughter of Dwayne and Alma Kimberly. No, I'm not.
I'm Edward Kimberly, the reckless brother of my sister, Anthony.
That is one nutty hospital.
At the movies, an underemployed reporter finds himself literally purchased as a toy for a rich, spoiled brat.
Daddy said anything I wanted, anything in the store.
Richard Pryor, Jackie Gleason, and Ned Beatty star in The Toy.
$10,000?
That kind of money, if Eric blows his nose, you wipe it.
Was I bad?
What you were gave a new meaning to the word bad.
Saturday Night TV, on the night before the Super Bowl with the Redskins and Dolphins, NBC features Bob Hope's All-Star Super Bowl Party, featuring Don Rickles, Ann Jillian, Lola Falana, Audrey Landers, and Merlin Olsen.
And now here's the star of our show, Bob Hope!
Everyone in Washington is traveling to Pasadena to see the game. I was over at the Lincoln Memorial and this chair was empty. Now, the playoffs were sure violent. There were more people on their backs than on Dynasty.
And on the radio,
at number one for the third week now, Down Under, from Australia's Men at Work. Grab yourself a Vegemite sandwich and sing along.
I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under.
Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1983.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.